Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, and welcome to everyone's favourite podcast, It's Failing Better, with me, Johnny Pelham, and my fabulous co-host.
Me, Sean McLaughlin. Thank you, what a great introduction.
I thought I'd give it some real gusto, and I think I nailed it.
Yep, there's plenty of gusto there.
Too much gusto?
I don't think you can ever have too much gusto in a podcast. I think when it comes to podcasts, the louder you are, the better you are. That's the rule, isn't it?
Well, then we've got to ask the question, why aren't you shouting?
Welcome to Failing Better!
Why do you sound like a robot when you shouting? Do you
Welcome
always...
Welcome to Failing Better!
Yeah, I do. That's always been a problem. It's always been a big problem of mine, actually, since childhood.
In an argument.
I don't... It's very hard when I'm with my wife or with my... Yeah, if I'm on the street, if someone, like, rips me off... It's going, you told me I needed to pay this extra money. I've just looked it up. I didn't need to pay this extra £200.
I did not need to pay this extra £200. Abort program argument.
What a complex and contradictory man you are, Sean.
Yeah, I am. I'm one of those. I'm a character.
Human when calm, robotic when angry, and I imagine erect.
It's taken one minute for you to bring up erect penises.
Which is a record, actually. Longest ever. Also, what my penis was called at the high school dance. I went to a pretty weird school. Yes, it was Catholic.
Imagine if there was at your prom. Imagine if there was a school prom. One of the things is longest penis. I mean, I can't think of anything that would be more detrimental for young men's mental health.
But also, pretty fun at the time, though.
Well, if you were nominated, it'd be great.
That's true.
I was nominated for prom king. That's not a joke. Why are you laughing? You're gonna love this.
That's
how
the funniest
unfolds.
Thing. I've
You're gonna
seen
love this. How the story anything. Unfolds.
What school did you go to? Like a school for like sort of. Like everything I said then was too offensive to say.
No. I know what you were gonna say. I went to a normal school, but look. This is what you need to know, Johnny. This, if it makes it clearer, I was nominated for prom king. I didn't really know what was going on. Went to the prom. They got to the awards. They read out the nominations. My name is read out. There are boos. There were literally boos.
Who from? Who from? One of the cooler kids.
I guess so. I mean, I wasn't uncool. But like,
What was your school like when you weren't uncool?
Well, no, I was just like.
What sort of pond people were you living with that you were deemed an acceptable member of society?
It was Frogsport Academy. Frogsport Academy, please.
When you were nominated for prom, who nominated you? Like a teacher?
I had no idea what was going on. I didn't really know. I always found the idea of British people having proms quite. Lame. I was like, why are we trying to be American? We don't have
that's quite cool. That's quite so. That's probably what that attitude
that's probably
got
why,
you to
actually. Yeah, sweet attitude. Also, my cool kicks. And I could do a kick flip.
Whoa.
I couldn't. Trust me. I've been on a skateboard twice in my life. Both times I broke my arm, and the second time I almost broke my arm.
Wow. What did you brought your arm first and then thought this time I'm going to get the better of this?
Yeah, go, well, look. it can't get worse than that, but it could.
So, some people pointing, did you win? Did you come close to winning?
I have no idea.
Did you take a woman to prom? A teacher, your mum? Who went with you to prom?
I brought a woman to prom.
Oh, how exciting!
In year 16, the year not year 16. I've been held back so many years that they've made a new academic year for me. Sure. Year 12 when I was 16, or year 11 when I was 16. I had a girlfriend and we went there. Yeah. But we didn't go together. I got a taxi with my friend and she was just also there. I guess we weren't like dates.
Was she prom queen?
No.
So your status wise, you're winning.
Well, I mean, she's also not getting booed by the whole year group at the end of the night, so it's a tough one, that.
Early on, it was a sort of indication of the joys and the price of fame, I guess.
And then we had a prom in sixth form that had to be shut down early because so many people basically found the wine cellar in this sort of restaurant bar, ransacked it. My friends punched a teacher in the face. I mean, it was absolute delirium.
What happened when they punched the teacher? That's a great prom story.
Yeah, he punched the teacher in the face. I mean, of course. I don't know why he punched him in the face. All the guy was trying to do was get people out of the wine cellar, and my friend punched him in the face.
I mean, that's an unreasonable demand, really. They found the wine cellar. They deserve to drink all the wine in the cellar.
Yeah, that's the rule, right?
That's the rule. That's the rule.
If 17-year-olds find your wine, they're allowed to drink it, and they're allowed to get physical. Did you ever have proms and stuff like that?
We had prom, but when it was like, it was at
the Blazing Bangladeshis had to gatecrash it, I assume. The Blazing Bengalis.
We were the coolest people there. We arrived in a Ferrari with a big banner saying, "We are the Blazing Bengalis, get out of our way." That obviously caused problems at the mainly Pakistani school due to tensions between Pakistan and Bangladesh.
Of course.
We were in a Ferrari, so we drove off quicker than them. And once again, Bangladesh won. Bangladesh always wins. That was our motto. Bangladesh always wins.
That was your teenage motto, was it? Yeah. Bangladesh always wins.
I still say it. Before I go to bed every night, kiss a flag of Bangladesh and say Bangladesh always wins.
You've heard of the phrase "the house always wins." The first time you heard that, you went, "You think the house always wins?" You ever heard of a little thing called Bangladesh? Now they are winners.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you don't know what's going on. Listen back to an episode called "The Blazing Bengalis," where we talk about Johnny's experience in a gang as a teenager. We're not just talking about Bangladesh versus Pakistan willy nilly.
The only thing Bangladesh doesn't win is the global catastrophe of climate change, which is, as we speak, making Bangladesh unlivable.
At this point, we want to thank all of you for giving us a 5-star review. If you want to give us a 5-star review, iTunes, Spotify, follow us. You know, we're giving you great comedy content from Booed at the Prom to Bangladesh is winning. Yes, unlivable. I mean, you're laughing. We're laughing. This is the best podcast in the world. Give us a 5-star review and give us subscribe and follow. Help us in the algorithm.
And we're raising awareness about a difficult issue that is often overlooked in the global community.
Yeah. How are we going to stop these students from punching teachers in the face?
I don't know. I've got a question I need to... A problem, Sean, to talk to you about.
Okay.
Right, this is my problem.
So far, good at this. Can I just say?
I think that's your first mistake, Sean. I think when it's going well, don't pretend this is normal. Pretend it's normal.
That's what they always say. Pretend that you've been there before. Act like you've been there before. But I don't do that with anything in my life. If I'm making love to my wife and I think she's having fun, I'll be very vocal about that. I go, I actually think I'm doing all right. And she'll say the same stuff. Like she goes, like, just, can you just shut up? Stop saying stuff.
Put on Hugh Jackman's accent again. Wear the mask. Put the mask on.
Hugh Jackman's accent. Oh, hello there. Oh, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Have you ever watched Wolverine? Have you ever watched Yes Man?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman in real life is from Australia, isn't he?
Bloody hell, mate. I don't know.
Oh, God, blimey. Oh, God. I need to get me home. I don't get the clip.
It's a mad episode again.
Oh, no. Oh, I tempted fate. And that like elusive Sean. Mistress. Like that dominatrix. Sean. Fate. How she punishes me.
Like when Sean has sex, he's starting to cry. Hello.
Starting to cry. And he's asking for money and reviews.
One star.
Please email with your feedback at feelingbetterpod@gmail.com.
It was disappointing and was over too quickly. How can it be both? How can it be both? Anyway.
That's it. You briefly tapped into something very, very, that was buried deep inside you there. How could it be both though, Sean? How could it be both?
If it's disappointing, you want it to end. So how can it be both? Anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about. What I want to talk to you about is... I've got you know the Beyonce song, oh fuck, I forgot what the Beyonce song's called. I'm having too much fun.
You're having too much fun. That's nice. Is it her big hit? One of her big hits?
No, it's the song "Tonight I'll Be Your Naughty Girl" by
Tonight,
Beyonce.
Tonight I'll be your naughty girl. I'm telling all the girls.
You know you lock me up and down.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah. I know that song.
That is in my hand.
Okay.
And Sophie is hating it.
Okay, I can see that. I'm not a fan of it being in your head.
You're not a fan?
Well, of not of it being in your head, no.
Sean,
I think you should be focused on this podcast.
I'll be a naughty girl. I'm calling all the world. I know you look me up and now. And you want my body.
That's a good song, that.
Lovely song. I'm
singing. So what's your problem? You try to get...
I can't get it out of my head. Like, it's like... I enjoy singing it because I think, and I also wiggle my finger when I do it. Tonight, there's a lot of finger wiggling, and it's
well. You need to prove that you're a confident, independent woman who doesn't take no guff.
Yeah, and I did it in a restaurant, and Sophie said I did it too loud, and there were two tables laughing at us.
Most successful gig of your career, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. I asked them for money at the end. I didn't book it. I don't know how to get it out of my head, and I don't know. Part of me
wants just what the key is to get another song into your head. That's
but I enjoy singing it, Sean, and I feel like that's
okay,
really the
what
issue
other
is.
Songs do you enjoy singing? I don't think it's a problem for you to enjoy singing, Johnny.
Well, I quite like singing. I'm singing in the rain.
How many? All right, let's find a song that you enjoy singing that you know more than five words.
I quite like that song.
Was Kesha? You always like singing Kesha. Your favorite artist of all time.
I love Kesha. Kesha is the greatest human being who has ever walked this earth. Just in my opinion. Who
knew? Kesha, if you're listening, we'd love to get you on the pod.
Kesha, get on the pod.
What's the first question you'd ask Kesha?
Kesha, how did you become so good at everything?
End of interview, I suppose.
Well, I guess she'd say something, and then I'd respond to that.
Oh, really? Let's pretend I'm Kesha and you're you. All right.
Kesha, how did you become so good at everything?
Practice, I suppose.
Kesha, I love you. Do you like me?
Yeah, you seem all right.
Kesha, your hit song, Tick Tock on the Clock with a Little Boopy Bop. How long did it take you to write that song?
I'm going to get out of the Zoom call now. Thanks, Johnny. Kesha. Cheers. Kesha. Bye, bye. So there you go, Johnny. Didn't go that well, did it?
I thought it went quite well. I thought Kesha, she didn't say she didn't love me. Let's just put it that way. And that
yes, that's a success, is it? That's a successful interaction with a woman.
Every woman who doesn't overtly say they don't love me, I view that as a
mate.
You
do have a suspicion, don't you? You go, yeah. I think they're in fucking love with me.
Yeah.
Like, so you need another song.
Yeah.
What other songs do you like to sing? Well, what other Beyonce song? Would that, like, if there's an adjacent song that would be easier, less annoying? Got me looking so crazy right now.
You love, maybe that's it. You love, got me looking so crazy right now. Looking so crazy, you love. I think that might annoy Sophie too.
Well, no, because I suppose Sophie's probably annoyed that you should be singing a love song to Sophie, not a song about how Sophie worships you. You should be singing a song.
I'm a naughty girl, though.
And you are, and by mentioning it on this podcast, you are telling all the world.
Well, telling a small and tiny fraction of the world.
We're telling certain portions of the world.
Tonight.
Inexplicably, a lot of people in Vietnam for some reason. And by the way, all our listeners in Ho Chi Minh City, can I just say, don't know how they fucking found this pod, but you're not going anywhere and we like that. Yeah, do you not know that?
No, do we have listeners?
Right, I'm going to look at the last 30... Right, I'm going to look at the last 30 days and just go through the countries. That might be a fun thing to do, eh?
If you're in Ho Chi Minh City, what are you doing? That's such a good
right,
city.
Honestly, the last 30 days, we've gone... Right, United Kingdom, number one country. That's where we live. That makes sense.
Yep, yep, yep.
Number one city, London. Number two city. This is going to shock you, Johnny. Bath.
It's weird.
We're huge in Bath.
Because Bath seem quite posh middle class people who I wouldn't imagine there's quite a lot of money in Bath.
Bath's if, beautiful. If but it's also they're clearly
scum.
Ahead of third, which is Manchester. They're clearly what?
Scum.
Well, clearly they're scum.
Bath's lovely, pockets of scum. You can tell by opening your ears and hearing what they're listening to.
I suppose that's a shock because I have no we have no reason to have listeners in Bath.
No, no.
I've been to Bath a few times in my life. I've always liked it.
I don't know if I've ever been to Bath. Maybe we do our first live recording in Bath.
Should we do a live show in Bath? Listeners, write to us, tweet us if you want to go to Bath and do
Sean,
a live recording.
You're in the bath. I'm in the shower. We're both wet and doing a lovely live recording. God.
Please don't sing Beyonce while we're both soaking wet.
Tonight, I'll be a naughty girl.
I think if we did a live show, the police would break it up in like 10 minutes. Yeah. Be a naughty girl.
There'd be like in the right wing Twitter sphere, they'll be like Hillary Clinton was at the failing bear partner recording. I mean that. No, it's in a pizza place. You have to go downstairs. They're recording failing bear.
United Kingdom number one, then the USA.
Well, we love, thank you, and God bless the United States of America.
God bless the United States of America. Australia.
Bloody hell, mate. Bloody hell,
mate. Blimey, mate. Oh. Massive in Perth. And then
really?
Sydney,
I think Perth the poorest place in Australia?
No, not at all.
Oh,
Perth's
really?
Very rich. Perth's the big mining town.
Why are we doing well there? Amongst
wealthy people? What is this? Are we like part of the upper crust now? Are we like a sort of curiosity amongst the ambassadors' meetings and stuff?
We're like the fools. We're like the king's fool. What? Because all our Patreon is essentially is people talking about awful megabus journeys.
What's going on? I suppose we are maybe what is needed in society to bridge the gap between rich and poor, the 1% and the 99%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because we're neither.
I mean, we're definitely part of the 99%.
I'd say so. The Netherlands is then fourth. Fifth is Vietnam.
Fifth?
That's the fifth most popular. Ho Chi Minh City.
Who's that?
Then we've got France, Ireland, Germany, India, New Zealand. God, we get listeners from all over the world. Spain.
Vietnam
is weird to be that high. Yeah. I admit that. Because Thailand is down there, but... China, oh my God, people have been listening to us in Beijing.
Well, they're going to jail for a long time. Sorry.
Sorry, that's on us.
Our mistake.
Trinidad and Tobago.
That makes sense. I guess all words go perfectly with a golden sands.
Who is in the Caribbean and is going, I'm going to put on failing better?
What sort of deranged lunatic?
Someone in the kitchen trying to get motivation to poison a rich guest.
So basically, we're big everywhere, remember?
We're big everywhere, and that means we're going to do shows in Bath. We're going to do... if we announced our first two live shows at Bath and Ho Chi Minh City, the comedy industry would not be able to pin us down. They go, what are these people?
I think that's what we should do. We should go big and say we're doing 1,000-seater in Ho Chi Minh City.
We're doing the Presidential Palace. Yeah. We're doing our live show at John McCain's former site of occupation.
Well, I guess it'd be a very small room. You could fill it.
Yeah, we can fill it, mate. Don't you worry about that. So you need to get... Is that song still in your head then?
What, Naughty Girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe what I'll do is I'll see if it's gone. I might start singing. This is a good idea. What song can we make of Not Failing Better Pod that I can sing to Sophie instead of Naughty Girl? We're big in Baffin. We're big in Vietnam. We're complex and massive. We're really, really cool. Do you think that's a good song?
Do I think that's a good song? Can you just sing it again? Maybe I need to hit. Maybe it's one of those that grows on you, you know.
We're big in Vietnam. We're big in Baffin. Is that wrong?
Yeah, I think you got them mixed up there.
Well, it was a go. I mean, I don't think that's a goer then.
Yeah, how about put the city on lockdown? Failing better's big in Vietnam. Fly by in the low ride. We're going to Bath and we're going to go on a flight.
I'm just going to say this once. I'm starting to feel a bit peckish.
You're peckish. Imagine how our listeners in Malaysia are feeling. Fucking hell. Who is just. I don't understand. I suppose. Complex place. The world is a complex place.
Have you had a good week, Mr. Sean?
It's been up and down. We talked a bit about that in the old pod, didn't we?
Sean said he's got depression. I said I've got depression too. It's a good Patreon.
Join the Patreon, patreon.com/failingbetter, actually. For just £5 a month, you can help us. No, I've had an okay week. I've been busy. I'm actually organising myself well. I am getting stuff done. Like, I feel like good things.
What have you
happen.
Got done this week? Or is it all private?
I just sent my final notes, maybe, for my special.
Oh, that's exciting.
Editing notes. Because it was a nightmare to edit. And then now I sort of went back to it with fresh eyes. I was like, oh, maybe it's not so shit.
That sounds like what you want to say about your own special.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not so shit.
Maybe it's not.
You still think it's a bit shit, but just not completely
Oh,
shit.
It's definitely a bit shit. I'm doing it. It's me. Yeah. So.
But the thing about you, Sean, is you always think everything you do is shit. Mm-hmm. So that's part of your... Your work ethic is inspired by your own self-hatred.
I'm going to take that as a compliment, Johnny.
Thank you. And it wasn't meant as one.
I don't want to be told whether it was intended as one. I'll tell you something I'm trying to do to improve myself. This is a self-improvement podcast at its core still. Certainly based on the podcast that apparently people listen to as well as ours on Spotify, which are all still self-improvement podcasts. I don't know what we're going to do about that.
That is a bit worrying because people must... I mean, it's amazing we haven't had some really bad reviews. Went here for self-help, ended up feeling suicidal.
Maybe they've never felt better. They go, I've never felt better about myself than when I listened to these two dorks.
Well, that's a good thing about us. Compared to us, you will feel intelligent and like your life is going well. And that's what we can offer everyone listening to this podcast, really.
100%. But I think there's one thing in my life that I'm trying to... I think if I can cut that down, I'll be really happy. And that is, and this might surprise you, Johnny, swearing.
Fuck off. Little joke, I guess.
Wow, is this season 3 of Phoenix Nights?
Because
I've realised I sort of have started swearing a lot in my day-to-day life. And I don't have a problem with people swearing. I just think it would have more impact if I picked my moment. Mm. And I think even on this podcast, I casually say fucking a lot. Mm. And I wonder if I'd have more self-respect if I stopped the curse words in the potty mouth. What do you think, Johnny?
Have
you ever noticed that I swear a lot? Is that a thing?
Not really. I swear a lot, I think. I think I swear more than you. Do you think that?
I don't know. I don't listen out for swearing.
I find people who have an issue with things like... I'm always a bit sceptical of politeness as an idea.
I'm aware of that, Johnny. You don't have to say that to me.
But I often feel like politeness is used to, like, stop, only allow a certain form of speech. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You're saying that the woke mob, the wokerati have siphoned our free speech for long enough.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm so sick of them.
Yeah. Well, they want to censor language because they hate free thought.
They hate free thought. They hate Britain.
Yeah.
Let's just say it. They hate Britain. They hate the West, you know.
And they seem to hate the natural role of the woman, which is to the man in the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not my opinion. God's opinion. And also my opinion.
But then again, you consider yourself a godlike figure, don't you, Johnny?
I do. I think me and Jesus in my head are remarkably similar. Both incredibly intelligent, both with mild magical powers, and both with quite unruly hair.
What's the most magical thing you've done recently, Johnny?
I've managed to turn £3 into one latte. Just like that.
Transubstantiation at its purest.
I said, look, I've got some gold coins with a picture of a dead woman on them. Now give us your coffee.
Oh, there it is. Yes, anyway, I'm trying to stop swearing. That's the point. I'm trying to improve my life. I feel like I'm swearing too much. I feel like it's reducing my ability to write because my vocabulary is getting smaller because I just put swear words in. But you know how Smurfs say Smurf a lot? I feel like I'm doing that with swearing now. Like, I'm not even calling it like, will you pass me the blender? I'm like, will you fucking pass me the fuck? Like, stuff like that, you know.
Well, that does seem like it's getting in the way of
communication. Like, instead of saying like, oh, excuse me, have you got the time? I've started saying, oh, shit, fuck, wanker, fuck.
Right, yeah.
And I think people are starting to maybe think less of me.
Right. So, have you got a plan for how you're going to stop swearing? Are you just going to try and be conscious of it?
Or I'm just going to try and be conscious
of
it.
What about a swear jar? A sweary jar?
I've never got that.
Why not?
What's the point of a swear jar?
This might motivate. Every time you swear, you put a pound into the swear jar. And then you
but
have to give the money to me.
To you?
Yeah, because then you won't want to swear. Because you're like, I do not want Johnny to have a single...
Yeah, but I just won't put it in. You're not following me 24 hours a day. I swear to my heart's content.
I'll start following you. Everywhere you go, I'll be behind with a magnifying glass.
Okay, well then I'll do a thing. Set up your glass, which is every time I follow Sean, you have to put a pound in the glass and it goes to me. So good luck, Johnny.
God. Well, it's difficult to know who's won that, but I feel like it might be you, which is disappointing.
It's very disappointing.
I tell you what, pretty fucking disappointing if you ask me.
The problem with swearing is it is really cool and fun and exciting.
It's like smoking.
It is like smoking and drinking and all the other things.
Yeah.
It's really exciting and brilliant.
And so how long have you been trying not to swear? Or is it just a new thought you've had in the last few years?
No, but for the last week I've sort of realised, God, I'm swearing a lot. And I think I'm swearing a lot on stage, particularly if I'm doing difficult gigs. I think swearing just makes it easier. It gives you more of a sense of authority.
I once did a pub gig where they were just an unruly mob. And somehow or another, I managed to corral the mob by saying the C word a lot. And the victory...
Oh, that's exactly what you need. You just need to swallow your pride and do that.
Yeah. Well, then I did it. But then for like a few months after that, I was just dropping the C-bomb all the time. Because clearly I'd had like a hit of dopamine or whatever it was about being at control. Because they were just feral. You know, like when you do a gig and you think, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then it actually literally every tour show I've ever done.
Well, you've got the fan base you've got, Sean, for a reason. They do not know what a toilet is. Because they're leaving.
They don't know what a toilet is. Don't even know what defecation is. Yeah. They've never... Well, I just go, you know that you're having a crap right now. And they go, what is that? I go, you know that brown stuff coming out your butthole? And they go, yeah. Yeah. I go, there's a place you can go for that. And they go, what are you talking about? It's just random. It just happens randomly. I go, no, when you eat food, it gets broken down.
Half of your fan base don't have buttholes.
Half my fan base don't have buttholes. But also, half my fan base are men. So there you go.
Hello, I don't really understand it, but I'll give you a hello.
I don't either. I think I was trying to make a joke implying I think women don't have buttholes, but I think I did it in a very bad way.
Well, I said hello in a sort of encouraging way.
Very supportive, that, Johnny.
Yeah,
very supportive.
Thank you. I've always got your back.
No, my fan base predominantly don't have buttholes, and I have had to cater my set to them. So it is a bit jarring if you just sort of come to see me do a solo show and you don't know what's happening. Because there's a lot of people who are... Well, let's be honest, backed up down there. They have no release. They're sort of growing in size every day because they stink, you know, because they've had a lifetime of not being able to, you know, deposit their waste. It's very hard to not swear doing all this. and then they go, well, I can get used to that. The lights go down. A comedian walks on and all he's talking about is how buttholes are overrated. It's very odd. But it's a living.
Yeah. Don't you think it's weird? We have shit inside of us. Do you know what I mean? Like when you do a poo in a toilet, that poo was in you before it was in the toilet.
Yeah, so
there's just poo in us. There's just like a big poo in us. at most times of the day.
How much poo is in you right now, would you say?
Well, sometimes I do poos that are ginormous.
Mm.
And that was previously just in me. And then obviously now, I mean, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. It's very deep, that, Johnny. He's a very deep thinker. I think you should release a book of philosophy.
I already have. It did not go well. It was called I Am Jesus.
I Am Jesus, a philosophical text. Isn't it weird that there's all poo inside us? Please give me money for my church.
I had £3. Turn it into a letter. I'm a fake twat.
Do you think that your chances of starting a religion were ruined by the fact that you kept saying, I'm a thick twat?
No, that was what all my... the cult was quite successful in the noughties, and that was our slogan.
In the noughties?
In the noughties.
You were a teenager? You were still... Is this part of the Blazing Bengalis again?
Yeah, yeah. It eventually descended into them believing I was
the Blazing
Jesus.
Bengalis became like a sex cult.
Well, there was no sex cult, because that was my first and only ruling. No one can have sex before me. And just no one wanted to shag me. So...
No one can have sex before you. That's the first rule of your religion, is it?
Yeah, the first rule of Pelham Club. You can't talk about Pelham Club. The second rule, you cannot have sex before John Pelham.
You know that thing people go, that the first rule is you can't talk about Fight Club?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the hackest... You hear that on the circuit sometimes. Whenever I hear people do that, something club. I'll tell you a little thing.
I had that exact joke.
Until when?
I think it's a good joke. I'll tell you the joke. It is a good
joke. Go on, go
on. The first rule of the
Blazing...
Let's talk turkey, baby. The first rule of the Blazing Bengalis, you cannot talk about the Blazing Bengalis. The second rule, no Pakistanis. That's a good joke. That's a good joke. Because of the war.
Because of the war, which Bangladesh always win.
And then cut to, well, can we edit in the Bangladesh national anthem then?
How can we have no listeners in Bangladesh? I'm going to see if we do.
Please be. I hope we, if we got
Should we go Bangladesh... all time? Shall we look at all time where our listeners are from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go all time. Wow, lot of countries.
Is Bangladesh one of them?
Right. Top country. Right, we're going all time. All time. United Kingdom top.
Yes, best country in the world.
Now, here it is. If you go all time, Vietnam are nowhere near the top. So we've developed a Vietnamese fan base very recently.
I recently talked about being in Vietnam on a podcast. So do you think there's some sort of algorithm where they hear me say the word Vietnam and that's like pushed it up there? Do you think there's anything in that?
Yeah, maybe it is that. Well, in that case, we should talk about stuff that we want to go to. The White House.
Joe Biden's garden.
Joe Biden's bathroom. Right, anyway.
Why do you want to go to Joe Biden's bathroom?
Just see what his poos are like. See how big they are. They were in him. Joe Biden does poos every day, probably.
Do you think a presidential poo is large? Do you think as it's breaking down waste, it's like, God, this is a president. We really need to up on
this. This is a presidential poo. What do you reckon the toilet paper he's got? Do you reckon it's special presidential toilet paper?
Definitely. It has to be. It has to
be. Do you reckon it's got the Declaration of Independence just printed on it?
I think it's got Osama bin Laden's face. Every time he wipes his ass, he goes, we got him. We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Mission accomplished.
We got that poo. Taiwan, Finland, South Africa.
Where's Taiwan in the list? Taiwan's high.
Taiwan's higher than China.
That's crazy. Well, I think...
We're going to help the resistance when China invades.
Shotgun not.
Shotgun not doing that. Nepal, Kenya. Who the fuck is listening to us in Nairobi?
Thank you.
Thank you, but get a grip. Bangladesh!
Wait, how many listeners?
One in the history of this podcast. We have genuinely had one listen from the following countries. Albania, Bangladesh, ooh. Brazil. That's a big country for us.
Brazil, that's huge. I think we can... a market we can try and conquer, and I use the word conquer correctly... because I want to be massive then everywhere, is Brazil.
Venezuela. Tunisia, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and Iceland and Hungary. Well, we are hungry for more listeners from Brazil. I'd love to get big in Brazil.
I know, and then we can pull over then. You
go
know.
To the Rio Carnival, check out those poops. what is your digestion like at the moment, by the way? Because mine is all over the shop.
I've not drank for like 20 days or however long it's been. So and I'm eating quite healthy.
Do you know what? I get it, Johnny. You're doing dry January. You can just stop talking about it.
I'm doing dry January. It's going very well. And it's making me more congruent with my values and my beliefs in a lovely way.
How soon into February are you gonna overdo it on the pints? How soon are you getting, well, pardon my French, cunted?
They're not swearing, going fabulously there. I think I'm going to do it for a few months. I don't want to put pressure on myself, but I don't think I'm going to drink for a while.
Are you going to drink at our Ho Chi Minh City gig?
Yeah. Either that or just MDMA.
Could you do MDMA in Ho Chi Minh City? Look at each other and just go, what are we going to do? How did we get here?
There's no one here.
What are we going to do? We've spent thousands flying to Ho Chi Minh City on the promise that we were developing a fan base there. Listen, if you're our Vietnamese listener, you need to send us an email, failingbetterpod@gmail.com, okay? Send us an email, let us know how you discovered the pod, why you keep listening to the pod, and if you're... all of you, actually, Bath, if you're listening from Bath, if anyone in a rich place... Are you only listening to make fun of us? Are you only listening because you think we're idiots? And
we're
if that's
idiots,
true, is that, do we need to keep doing it?
I think there's. I have no doubt that I will happily play the fool for money. You know, so I'm
well,
willing.
I mean, you play the fool for no money every day of your life, 24 hours a day. You're the fool.
Why do you think this cruelty comes from, Sean?
I'm the fool. You think I don't think I'm the fool, Johnny?
I think you're.
Johnny,
I think,
yeah. We're both in this pit of shit together. We've just spent 50 minutes speculating on Joe Biden's poop ritual. You're there going, I had to play the fool. Johnny, you know what this is. You know what we are. Why do you think that you're better than me? I suppose that's what I want to get down to.
Sean, the reasons are too many to name.
Brilliant. Great. Another great moment in the history of broadcasting there.
My lovely hair. My Roman nose. My eyes.
What? Your what?
My Roman nose. I've got a crooked nose like a Roman. Julius Caesar would love my nose.
Julius Caesar would be so terrified if he ever saw you. In what context? What, is he brought back to life in the future or are you going back in time to see him?
I think we're both dead and we're having a chat in the afterlife. Two leaders, two great minds, two great people.
Are you in hell or heaven?
We are in purgatory. Both stuck there.
Both stuck there because of uncompleted business.
Yeah. His to get back on his dastardly friend Brutus. Me to try and top my podcast co-host.
I mean, that is my luck, isn't it? Johnny dies. Finally, I'm free from failing better. Who's haunting me? Only Johnny Bloody Pelham. They're not going to send me to heaven. They're not going to send me to heaven unless this podcast gets more popular.
Yeah, unless you kill yourself.
We do a podcast. They're not sending me to heaven until you kill yourself. I don't know what St. Peter has on you, but he cannot wait to get his hands on you, Sean.
You're going to hell. You are going to hell, bitch.
I bet if we did a podcast that proved the existence of ghosts, our numbers still wouldn't go up that high.
We could have Julius Caesar's sort of like ghost on the podcast, but like, probably a fake, innit?
It's fake, innit? We go, it's not fake. We found Julius Caesar. We brought him back to life. Why doesn't anyone believe us?
It is annoying now. People are so cynical and believe in science and all that because of the fucking Enlightenment, which I personally think, big mistake, the Enlightenment.
I'm with you, Johnny. Fuck that. I'm sorry. If we're not willing to believe that two podcast hosts can revive Julius Caesar and get him to understand what a podcast is and be a good guest. Then
what are we doing?
What's the point of this world then? You have to have hope in life.
Yeah. You know, can you empirically test it? No, you fucking can't, Newton. Now fuck off.
Yeah,
I hate Newton.
Can you empirically test this, actually? That's the middle finger I'm giving on the Zoom call, listeners. Can you empirically test that? You probably can, if you're interested in fingers. But it's what
Which,
does, what does
this
the
podcast fi- is not. Which, we are not interested in fingers.
Just to let you know, we are not interested in fingers. Okay? We have two mottos in our life. No fingers, and Bangladesh always wins. Those are the two phrases that we're getting tattooed on us that are going to be carved into our gravestone. Okay? Johnny's, when he dies of whatever happened, I don't know
dysentery.
What's going to happen. Dysentery. Scurvy, rotted away. Me, when I kill myself at the bequest of Johnny's ghost to help him get into heaven. Now, one thing I would ask, Johnny, before I kill myself.
Yeah.
What happens to me when I kill myself?
I can't tell you that. That's the one thing.
So I'm going to help. The bottom line is I'm going to help. So I've still got a shot of turning this around. So what if I improve my life and I could get into heaven?
The thing is, the misdeeds you've done are so great. You'd have to do some really good stuff. And what are you willing to do to get to heaven?
Well, look, I already give £7 a month to a bird charity. I don't know what else a man can do.
Birds ahead of humans, hey? Birds ahead of humans.
Back to this old debate. I suppose maybe I get to go to bird heaven then.
Well, this actually follows perfectly on. I'd love you in bird heaven. Just surrounded by pigeons and eagles, and then it's just Sean wandering around.
You think pigeons are going to bird heaven?
Some pigeons.
Pigeons are going to bird... No.
This is a horrible caste system you try to create in bird heaven.
Yeah.
Every bird, whether a noble eagle or a tiny little blackbird, has the moral decisions, the moral capability to make decisions that will get them to bird heaven. Anything more than that is
that's
racism.
A right pretty speech, Mr. Pelham. But I'm telling you this right now. I have never seen a pigeon that hasn't been gay. And so he is not getting into heaven.
So how do you think pigeons procreate if they're all gay? What is this, Aaron?
Sometimes I'm just there going like, I just sort of forget that this is being recorded. It's not even a conversation. Like, we wouldn't have this conversation normally. It's not like we're having a normal conversation. We're having a weird conversation that's sort of stilted and flat.
When we kill ourselves, this will be the tape they play. In our murder-suicide pact, they'll play this tape in court.
Oh, God, I'd love that. They play this tape in court. What crime?
Suicide.
What? We're charging them with the idea of possibly bringing them back to life to send them to prison. That's just my luck. I kill myself. Look, buddy, bring me back and they throw me in the clink.
I'm thinking of going vegetarian, Sean.
Johnny, an enormous conversational right turn you've just made there with absolutely no build-up. You're thinking of going vegetarian?
Yeah.
What has brought this on? And how much advice do you want from me?
Sophie got a book called The Secret Life of Cows. Turns out, cows are great.
Mm-hmm.
They play hide and seek. They're very sentient. They if they've got friends in and you put them in the field after like a month, they'll go and play with the cow and start like dancing together. And it just made me reflect. I was eating a steak when Sophie was telling me this. I felt very guilty. About eating a cow.
Is it the first time you've ever felt that with animal?
I've always known that morally I think eating meat is awful. Mm. I've just not thought about it. Because I don't understand. I always say I love animals, but you can't. I can't. Otherwise I wouldn't eat them relentlessly.
This is probably the same dilemma some of our listeners are having about this podcast, where they go, I've always known it was morally wrong to listen to Failing Better, but I've never thought about it. Whenever it came up in conversation, you just skirt the issue.
Yeah, you just say, I don't listen to that. Why would I? People totally buy it.
Oh, I hate them. I hate those guys. God, I hope they do bring them back to life and throw them straight in the clink.
I'm liking the use of your use of the word clink.
Two words I've brought into my vocabulary recently, Johnny. I haven't forgotten about your vegetarian thing. Clink and geezer. I've started saying geezer a lot. And I ain't talking about the bloody water that shoots up from the ground. Talking about the lads out on the town.
What?
That was good podcasting.
Whenever you use
the word
geezer.
That was good podcast. Well, I just use it.
I think this is the best podcast we've ever done. It's certainly the most
I'm starting
peculiar.
To think this is the best podcast we've ever done.
Yeah, hold that thought. Best podcast that's ever been done. Let's get rid of Between
okay.
Us.
Okay. I think this is the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Off podcast.
Yeah.
pet. This is the podcast Pet Sounds.
It's
even that. I feel like there has to be greater works that this compared. This is the Sistine Chapel. You know, this is.
Yeah, this is all, this is a religious experience for people.
This is psychosexual. So anyway, you've just realised that cows have feelings. Well done, Johnny.
Yeah. So then I'm thinking of going. Well, I haven't eaten meat for 3 days.
Perfect.
And I can't decide. I mean, look, I have got a ham in the fridge.
A full ham. Pigs are far more sentient than cows.
I know.
If you want to pull at this string, cows are not the one to cut out. Pigs know what's happening when they're being slaughtered.
But why?
And by the way, do give us a 5-star review, please, listeners. You've got to give us a 5-star.
But
review.
Are you vegan or vegetarian?
I am. I think I'm vegan now.
Oh really?
I had to have meat. Well, I have to occasionally just have milk out and about. Like I will have some if it's out and about.
Well, I think that makes all the difference to the cows, doesn't it? That are being sort of brutally milked. He's out and about. It's fine.
Yeah. You're right. You're definitely the one to be throwing out this sort of...
Yeah.
You're like a 5-year-old. You've learnt one fact, and now you're using it to shape your entire view of the rest of the world.
Well, I don't think that... I've always known it was wrong. I've just never thought about it. But then
I should be stricter about vegan stuff, but there are times where you just can't be.
I get it, man. I'm about to go eat a ham.
I mean, look, I don't morally... It's nice meat, but genuinely, the vegan alternatives now are so good. Mm. Like, we've got vegan cheese in the fridge. It is incredible. The vegan cheese game has gone up 1,000% in the last 5 years. The vegan sausage game is gone up 1,000% in the last 5 years. I don't think they do fried chicken. That's the only thing I miss. But everything else is fine.
Well, I might give it a go.
Do you want some recipes?
Maybe, but I don't think that's how we should end the podcast.
Beans on toast. Cauliflower. Just use cauliflower and stuff.
Is that because it's meaty and it's...
Cauliflower wings are amazing.
I think I had cauliflower wings and didn't like them. So far, I've just been eating lots of pizza.
Okay, well, that's another way to do it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's going quite well.
I don't really want to be fully vegan because I sort of like... I like having the option of eating stuff, but it's more like I've just... At home, I'm vegan. I'm 95% vegan. And I'm sort of... It is just the desire to eat meat. Certainly meat, but cheese, milk, eggs. I miss eggs. Eggs is the one that I think is... I don't know if I'll...
I couldn't... I have... I most days have like 2 poached eggs for lunch. So I couldn't imagine...
But I've scrambled tofu at home. And it's lovely.
Isn't it?
It's so delicious. So good for you. Yeah.
I might try to.
What is this episode? What are we? What I suppose this is just sort of like a... Because the last few episodes have been quite manic eps. Yeah. So maybe it's good to kind of reset ourselves. And
I think this has been a good... I mean, this has been a weird... I think this has been a more weird ep than any we've done in ages.
In what way?
We spent ages talking about reanimating Julius Caesar's ghost.
We've had some of the classic failing better tropes, to be fair. But then again, our jokes are funny. But... Never forget, our wisdom is wise.
The wisest wisdom in the biz.
The wisest whiz in the bizdom. So when are you next coming down to Johnny? When are you next coming down?
That was like someone sped you up.
It's like something you would say.
You got fast forward. What?
When's the next time you're coming to London, John?
I'm filming my special in late March.
Johnny,
I haven't got a date for it yet.
Where are you going to do it?
Either at 21 Soho, if they stop fucking me around, or downstairs at the King's Head.
Lovely. Do you want me to jump? I'll be there.
You come.
I'll open for you if you want.
I'll probably promote it more. Yeah, you can open. You can do some. You'll have to do your best stuff though, to so it's not, you know, flattened. Because you'll
no guarantees.
You'll be really pulling more than your fair share of weight if you're opening.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll be like the opener's here. Woo, you normally, when the opener walks out, everyone's like, "Oh fuck!" But I think the people will be there to see.
I'm used to that. Even at my own tour shows, I'm used to that. Oh fuck!
Sean again.
I was hoping it was the YouTuber. That's exciting. So, yeah, listen out for that, listeners.
It is exciting, yeah. I'm
have you thought about doing it in Ho Chi Minh City?
Oh, my God. Or Bath. I can do it in Bath.
Bath makes more sense.
I don't want to do it in either. I'm going to do it in London. London town, where I first fell in love with comedy.
Is that true?
Not at all. I fell in love in comedy in Newcastle.
I think I'm yet to fall in love with comedy.
I've fallen out of love with comedy a long time ago.
I've fallen in love with podcasting. And let me tell you something. I do not wear a condom. But I consummate this love. All right, listeners?
And I only found out about that the hard way.
Oh, no. Johnny. I meant it more on a sort of metaphorical level.
So did I. So did I. I just meant that your lovemaking to the podcast was vigorous, enthusiastic, and deeply unpleasant. What about we do a podcast before my special? You can interview me.
Is that going to undermine the special?
Hugely, yeah. I should do the special first. But then, yeah, difficult.
So what, we do your special and then our first live podcast? Suppose yeah. We do your special, we get in a van, we drive to the airport, we get on a plane, we go to Ho Chi Minh City with all the audience,
land in
Ho Chi Minh City, we do the pod, we fly back to London.
I mean, that's a good 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we take a videographer with us so we can record the whole thing. Record us crying in the toilet in Ho Chi Minh City going, why did we do this?
Why did we do this? It's so expensive flying all of our Patreons out to Ho Chi Minh City. Well, I think that's been a terrific episode. We've got...
Can I say, about 15 minutes in, Sean, you said, I think this podcast is going really well.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember that fool?
And then you don't tempt fate. I can't stop tempting her.
What else are you supposed to do?
I do think a lot of it is the time that we're recording. We're recording this on a Friday, and I think it was light when we started, and then it became dark.
I think it's been a really good app.
No, I know that.
You think it's got weird? Too weird?
No.
Let us email us at failingbetterpod@gmail.com if you think this pod has got too weird.
I think the way you said that was weird. Email us at failingbetter@gmail.com if you think this pod.
Sign up to our Patreon. £3 a month. Lots of stuff that is good for you to do and listen to.
Tonight, I'll be your naughty girl. I'm telling all on the world.
I know you want my bonnet. Gonna look me up and down.
It's back.
Guess who's back with a new rap?
I actually should promote some solo shows. I've got my final two tour shows that were rearranged. Brighton is on the 2nd of February. It's sold out, but you can join the mailing list.
What a humble brag. You know the comedians I hate? I'm going to go there now. It's been a long day.
Here we go. Finally, we're cooking.
Comedians at Edinburgh Festival who have their big posters that say sold out on them. I mean, why? You've sold out. It's just ego.
Yeah, I hate that. Do you know what I hate? Comedians at the Edinburgh Festival go, I can't believe my little show is sold out. And you just go, you've spent fucking 25 grand on PR.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're playing a 30-seater. And you gave away most of the tickets, probably.
Yeah, you fucking...
Not me. PR pays me to stay away from them.
He's a deranged lunatic. Give him what he wants. He's always banging on that door.
But Cardiff is not sold out on the 29th of January. Come to Cardiff. If you live in Bath, it's not far to Cardiff. Cardiff,
Ho Chi Minh City. Come there.
Yeah, you can also go there. 29th of January. Please come to see it. It's busy. It's going to be a busy one, which is good. A lovely way to spend your Sunday night. And then I'm going to have a night in Cardiff.
What are you going to do in Cardiff?
I'll probably just go to the Premier Inn. Maybe have a pint in the bar.
Well, if you want to go for after drinks with Sean, he'll be at the Premier Inn.
I'm in the Premier Inn, Cardiff City Centre. So there
and
you
he'll
go.
Be lonely and sad, like he always is, which is why we love him oh so much.
Tonight, I'll be a naughty girl. I'm calling all the world. Oh, I mean,
another podcaster.
We have to. The problem is, we have to release this, don't we?
I think it's good. I think it's a good episode. No, it's fun. It's witty.
It's good stuff. Thanks, listeners. Anything else you want to say to them?
I just want to say, guys, whatever you've been through in this world, you, with your self-determination, with your courage, and with reflection, can make the life that you want possible.
Wow. Wow.
I moved, and I said it.
My life is different now. You've changed my life there, Johnny.
Well, I'm glad.
Can I do one now?
Yeah.
You can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs.
My God, I always thought you could.
Yeah, I know.
That's why my omelettes have been really shelly. Shit.
What do you think the highlight of this episode was? I think it was when we speculated on Biden's shit. I think that was the highlight, and I don't just mean in terms of content, I mean intellectually.
Oh, God. I think our listenership is going to only go up after this.
Yeah.
Lovely app.
Right. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to have to edit this one a lot.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much, everyone. See you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.